Welcome to the 100% Financed Podcast, home of entrepreneurs, business owners, and real estate investors everywhere. 100PF is not just an online business, it's a culture, helping you make more money while maintaining pretty credit. If you're looking for great content on credit repair, business credit, creative financing, motivation, and online business, then you found the right podcast. Listen up as Juan Pablo, the People's Mentor, presents another great podcast episode for your listening pleasure. Juan Pablo, give these beautiful people the tools they need to succeed.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Juan Pablo from the 100% Finance Podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. So we have a special guest today. It's Dominique, and he'll be joining us for this podcast titled Being a Pro in Finances. All right, so Dominique is a gentleman that I met at a networking event. So what's up, Dominique?
Hey, how you doing, man? Enjoying this wonderful weather that we're having today, man. And I want to tell you thank you for reaching out to me and allowing me to get on your platform to speak to your audience.
Oh, I appreciate that, Dominique. Right now, guys, if you don't know, we're in Atlanta, Georgia, and it's raining cats and dogs. But I met Dominique about, 2 weeks ago, and he was just one of those guys in a networking event that was just pretty much working the room, so to speak. And I'm like, you know what, I got to reach out to this dude. He had a smile on his face, shaking hands, kissing babies all over the place. I said, you know what, I got to invite this guy to the podcast. So thanks so much, Dominique, for joining. I greatly appreciate your time. I know you're a busy guy, being that you're a financial professional. So speaking of which, I just want to dive into the first question. Dominique, tell us about yourself as well as your business.
Well, I was born in Miami, Florida. I'm raised in a small town called Madison, Georgia. I finished school at North Georgia College, and I'm currently going to Oberthorpe College to be a certified financial planner. I've been working in the financial industry for almost 13 years, from the corporate to the service side. My first time coming into the city, I started out working at Wachovia, that's known today as Wells Fargo. And I decided to go over to a mortgage company within a year working there and got laid off. First time getting laid off, I was shook and scared. I didn't know what to do. A couple of people at work said, man, you got to understand, this is a blessing. You know, I didn't understand it the first time. So I left there, went to another mortgage company, and they filed for bankruptcy and got laid off again. Still didn't catch on. Someone was telling me, or something was telling me, hey, Dominique, you need to follow your own path. So I ended up going to Racetrack Petroleum. When I made a racetrack and they laid me off, I said to myself, never again I will allow someone to dictate my path and what I want to do. And during that time, I was trying to seek and find where I want to go. A young lady that I was dating, her father was in the industry. And he told me, hey, won't you follow this path and get into the financial industry and deal with investments and insurance? And I thought about it. Then I told him, I said, that's what I always wanted to do coming out of college. But as you know, one, that, you know, most people, we have debt that we have to pay for, student loans and things, so I need to get a check. And I was following a check rather than following my dreams. But then I realized that if I follow my dreams, you know, I could set myself up for the future and for the next generation of my family or my kids if I choose to have those in the future. And so I ended up starting up Dijuice Financial. After working for MetLife for a year and another company called National Financial Service Group for almost 3 years, when I started Dijuice Financial, was a friend of mine who helped me to get it started. At first, I was kind of scared and nervous because I always had someone telling me what to do from working at all the other companies that I worked at. But this would be the first time that I make all the decisions. And, you know, one of the things that I believe in my company that's different from other companies that I believe in trying to bridge the gap to your financial future. Because one of the things is your future is everything. And a lot of people that I meet and that I know before I got in this industry never look ahead. They always look in the present. And then when the future does come, they're not prepared. And I want to be that guy that can help you bridge that gap to that future.
Wow, that was pretty powerful. So it seems like, Dominique, you as well as other entrepreneurs share similar sentiments. One, having control. You want to control over your financial future, and you don't want to leave your financial future in the hands of another company. And secondly, after you had bad dealings with a certain company, you said, you know what, I can do this for myself. So there will be no cap on my earning potential or on my time. So that's pretty impressive. So you have the makings of being an entrepreneur, and I like that line you use. There are many people who do this as well, Dominic. They chase the check and not the dreams. It should be the opposite way. You know, it should be in reverse. So my next question to you, Dominic, is this. What is a financial professional, if you can define that for us, and why do entrepreneurs especially need one in their life?
Yes, you know, what a financial professional is a person that works with companies or individuals to plan for their financial future by offering individuals a guide on topics that include taxes, investments, insurance decisions, and works closely with the clients to offer personal financial advice. Many also direct and buy and sell stocks and bonds for their clients. They focus on the financial needs that are specific to a business or their industry. And why most entrepreneurs need us, you know, if everyone wants to, every business owner dreams to making sure that their business is financially sound and are doing exceptionally well. And you work very hard to make sure you can have your business there, and you want to sustain it for a very long time. And you need people to come in. How can I put it? You want individuals that come in that are professional in certain aspects. That allows you to be able to spend more time on your business. Say, for instance, one of the things is you want to bring in a financial professional to help you manage your taxes. That could be a CPA or a financial professional, a financial planner. Or you also can bring in, they also can help you business succession planning, where, you know, help you transition out of your business when you decide to retire. And also help you to protect your business as well. Because most people forget that you need insurance from property to life insurance to be able to protect your family, your business, and your business partner. You know, and solutions for your business on your personal financial needs, from everything from dealing with retirement, from 401k to self-directed IRA, and so forth.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So being that you're a financial professional in which you have your own company, what products and services does your company provide to entrepreneurs and any others?
One of the things is we offer quite a few services at my company. One of the things is I believe in partnering up with individuals to be able to prosper as well, because I know one of the things is you can't be the jack of trade of all things, but what I can do is be able to connect people and bring people together. That's one of my specialties that I do. But some of the products that I do offer myself personally is I can help educate you on an education IRA, traditional IRA, you know, variable annuity, fixed annuities. I also come up with plans for your retirement plan, tax plan, and college plan. And also I sell disability income, life insurance, and long-term care. And also, too, what I said beforehand with partner up with someone, I do have a partner that I partner with on the tax side by the name of Kurt. What we do there is he does more of the income tax, accounting, data entry part of the business, and, you know, anything that you need on the tax side, or accounting side, rather, he can be that person to help you out.
Oh, perfect, perfect, perfect. So what are the top things entrepreneurs can do to be financially secure?
Practice sound financial principles. That's one. That's the main thing you can do. But I also try to look at it more from a tangible way of looking at business owner. First thing you need to do, because everyone wants to say you got to have the money. You can have the money, and you can have all the nice things to make the business look good. But what you need is the mental aspect of it. You need to have a good mentor, someone who's experienced to help you, coach you through the ups and downs and emotions of being a business owner. As you already know, that's one good thing you can have. And also is shape your communication skills by giving speeches, presentations, blogs, and doing one-on-one about your product and your service. And earn credibility by building your personal brand, by social media, by, you know, try to change the circle of individuals that you hang around and try to build up. And also you want to change the way you dress, and you want to change the attitude that you have. And you want to find, you want to find a, the last thing I want to say, you want to find a way to manage your stress, because life doesn't stop. You have family, you have a significant other, and then you have a business, and all those things will stress you out. Just learn how to manage your emotions, and you should be okay. And also, too, another way, you want to come up with become innovative with your craft as well, because there's someone out there doing the same thing you're doing. So sit back and have you early in the morning, two hours, drink your coffee. Just think before you do, so you can make sure you can come up with a great process or come up with a new innovative way to outthink your competitors. Or, you might want to take what they got and make it better.
Oh, so it sounds like you disclosed some information about the mindset, not necessarily the skill set. So it sounds like to me, Dominic, you had a few mentors in your life, whether it's a person or a book. If that is the case, can you please share who are your mentors?
Yes, you're right on that, man. One of the things is when I first decided to become a business owner, no one in my family ever started their own business. So going to them for questions is like running into a brick wall. Only thing they knew was to go work for someone and get a check. That's all I kept hearing. I kept hearing that over and over and over. So what I ended up doing was, I'm be honest with you, I wanted to meet older gentlemen who've been business owners and made them my mentor. And I told them they was my mentor, and they looked at me like, yeah, I guess I'm his mentor now. And what I did was, it was not just one, it was many. One of the ones that I use quite often, and I tell people about, I don't get a lot of information from him, but when I do catch him, I ask him a lot of questions, is Mitch Martin. Mitch Martin is a CPA, and he owns 10 restaurants in Hartford, Carolina Airport. And one of the things is, I go to him when I have difficult questions, or I want to make a difficult decision about my business, and I just give him a call, and when he's not busy, he'll pick up the phone, and he'll give me information on, say, for instance, is that a good decision or not? One of the great things he always tells me is, if it doesn't feel comfortable, don't do it, because what you're going to do is end up hating whatever you're doing. And I take that to heart on almost everything I do. If it doesn't feel right, I stop, and I just won't do it. I don't care how much money it is or whatever the case may be. And then, I also have, one of my great friends by the name of Wilford and Kevin Sykes. They also they give me information every now and then. I call them. Even though I make the final decision, I might give them a call and mention something to them, and then they'll give me scenarios of what could or could not happen. So, I use a bunch of people. I just don't use just one. But, those are probably the three that I use the most to be able to help structure my business, structure my mindset to make sure that I'm going in the right direction.
Wow, that's pretty smart, Dominic. So what you've created was a board of advisors, and that's great that you had the gumption to reach out to certain individuals and say, hey, I'm not going to ask you, I'm telling you, you're going to be my mentor. And they receive that, with open arms. So that's important for you listeners out there. If you're in a position where you say, well, there's nobody in my area that can be my mentor, well, you have to go out there and find it, right? You have to assert yourself. You have to be what's called a go-getter. So, Dominic, next question. Can an entrepreneur, since that's the majority of my audience, aspiring entrepreneurs, can an entrepreneur leverage their self-directed IRA, life insurance policy, etc., for real estate investing purposes?
Yes, there are ways you can do it, but one of the things is, I do advise you to sit down with your CPA or your financial professional. But one of the great things you can do with a self-directed IRA is that you can be able to take your business or your real estate property and put it into a self-directed IRA, allow the income to be built back into the IRA. But understand, there are some, there are some restrictions as well with doing that. But there are one of the restrictions are is that you only can put up to you personally can only put up to $5,000 into the self-directed IRA to be able to pay those bills of that real estate property. So it's one of the tricky things. Make sure the property can pay for itself. And make sure it can pay for itself at the end of the day, but you can use it for real estate. But I would, if I were you, I would sit down with Juan, to get, you know, since he probably knew a little bit more in depth than me, you know. But and I also sit down with your CPA to make sure that, you know, you don't run into no situations with your taxes. And with the life insurance one of the life insurance products is, you know, you want to use more of a permanent life insurance for business. You can use permanent life insurance for assets to be able to be used for collateral, and also, you know, borrow cash from, and also use for lines of credit as well. And you provide real liquidation in the event of, you know, if someone die, you're in a business partner where you have a buy-sell agreement. But those are, you know, some of the avenues. But, you know, if you want to know more in depth, you know, you can give me a call, or you can decide, or you go talk to your professional advisor and sit down and see, can they give you more advice on it?
Excellent. So basically, guys, CYA, cover your assets or consult your accountant or your attorney, right? So, Dominic, you provide these services. Will you be able to help someone who's national, who's not in the state of Georgia?
Yes, I can. You know, all it takes is a stroke of a pen, and you tell me what state you stay in, and, you know, I can get licensed in that state. I have no problem with doing that at all.
Okay, excellent. So he's definitely there for you. So back to the mentors, Dominique. You mentioned you had several mentors who helped guide you in your business. So outside of business, are there any other people in your life who had a huge impact?
Yes. I want to say there's only one individual, the rest all comes in groups. The main one, the one that it was my mom, she was my grandmother. She had a big influence on me. She passed away last year, around March the 6th, and I didn't realize how big an impact she had on me after her death. And, you know, I took a hit with my business because, you know, emotionally wise, a lot of things that I did in life was almost dictated on my thought processes of make sure I don't mess up, because if I mess up, my grandmother would see me, and she would be highly upset with me about some of the things I was doing. Because it took her a while to catch on to me being an entrepreneur. And at the beginning, she used to tell me, hey, why don't you go get a job? And then it got to the point, like, I said, within our last year of living, she started saying, well, you know, and when people say, what dummy work at? You know, he got his own business. And that made me feel real good when she started recognizing me as having my own business. And like I said before, the next is a group of individuals that, you know, I hold close and dearly to me. Most of those guys, you know, a few of those guys couldn't make it to my grandma's funeral, but majority of them did. My cousin Maurice Schaefer, my guy Kevin Sykes, Wilfred Valdez, Keith Atwaters, Melvin Dumas, Carl Thomas, Marceau, Montez, and Evan Davis. Those individuals, you know, I'm really truly close to. You know, I can reach out to those guys at any given moment, any given time, and ask them, can they reach out to help me? You know, to a certain extent. You know how we guys are sometimes. They say, you got to man up and do it yourself. And the last one is, you know, is my family. You know, my grandmother's side of the family and my granddaddy's side of the family. My grandmother's side of my family I grew up with. I met my granddaddy's side of the family probably 2006, and they've been very close to me. It's been the Wilson family and the Jenkins family.
Oh, perfect. So what I've been hearing from you, Dominique, is some common traits that fellow entrepreneurs share. Normally when I have other people on the podcast, and by the way, this is the 50th podcast, guys, so I'm honored to have Dominique share this moment. It happens to be the 50th person on the podcast so far. And the common thread is this, Dominique. They have an accountability partner. And in your case, you say, hey, with my grandmother, you know, I will feel ashamed if I messed up. And that's what I used to have as well. When I was in New York, I had two guys. It was a group of three of us in which we had our own accountability group. And we will provide each other milestones to keep each other on track. And if I didn't complete a certain milestone the next time we met, I felt ashamed. Like I let the whole group down. And so that would incentivize me to make sure I complete that milestone before we meet. And another common thread outside of that is having an accountability partner is that the influence of family. So keep in mind, guys, family can have either a positive or a negative impact. And if it is a negative impact, it's because they only mean well. They wish the best for you. So in their mindset, based upon their experiences and their perception, a 9-to-5 is the safest thing to do. So they'll say, hey, why do you want to do that? This is safe and secure because they don't want to see you lose. They don't want to see you fail. So they do this because they mean well. However, it can be a negative impact because for some, family is everything. And so if they have a grandmother or a cousin, a brother, sister, uncle, girlfriend, best friend, whoever, someone close to them, advise them that, hey, stay at your 9-to-5. It's safe, it's secure, it's reliable. You get that cushy paycheck. Oftentimes, people will take heed to that, and they end up stifling their dreams. Like you said earlier, Dominic, they end up chasing that check, and not their dreams. All right, so that's the second common thread. The third common thread is you have a team of people that impact your life. Normally, when I ask this question, people, they give shout-outs to many people who had a positive impact in their life. So that just goes to show that fellow entrepreneurs realize and recognize that they're not self-made. Everybody had some type of contribution to that individual's success. So I applaud you for that, Dominic, because you're being selfless in this manner by shouting out everybody. I had this mentor, that mentor. I had my grandmother. I had my cousins. I had this and that. They all had a huge impact to help mold you to the guy you are today. So for those entrepreneurs out there, Dominique, who need to be molded, who need that push, who need that accountability group, who need that positive influence, whatever the case may be, what words of advice do you have to that aspiring entrepreneur out there?
Never give up your dreams. You know, when you start feeling comfortable, that's when you're going in the wrong direction. What I mean by that, you want to feel uncomfortable. Because when you're uncomfortable, you push harder. You want to strive to do better. You know, that means that you got to the point where you figure you don't need to learn anymore. And so always push yourself. When you're to the point where you feel so uncomfortable, because once you get past that first milestone, you're going to get to another milestone. And you're just going to gradually keep going up and keep going up. And I always, always, man, wake up with a smile on your face. And attack every day like it's a new one. And forget about tomorrow. Forget about yesterday and only think about what the present.
Well, there you have it, guys. So, Dominique, final question. Do you have any disclaimers, any product, service, or contact information that you'd like to provide to the listeners out there?
Yes. One of the things I want to tell everyone, even though I did give some information out to you today, all information does not pertain to each individual, you know. And not a group. Each individual are totally different. So what you want to do is talk to your business professional, from your accounting to your lawyer to your professional advisor, and sit down with them and try to get more information that pertain towards you. If you need any help from me, who is so I can be able to sit down and be able to assist you, you can reach me at you can go to my website, diejuicefinancial.com. It's diejuicefinancial.com. On my site, it will be filled with education video, article, presentation, calculators designed to help you learn more about the world of personal finance. And also, you can contact me at 678-994-3588. Again, my number is 678-994-3588. And also on my website, you will be able to find my email. My email is a little lengthy, but I will give it to you. It is diejuicefinancial.com. I look forward from hearing from some of you individuals who are listening to the podcast, and hopefully we can be able to work together.
Excellent. If you guys happen to reach out to Dominique, just let them know that Juan Pablo sent you. And by the way, Dominique, are you Haitian?
Yes, I am Haitian American. Yes, sir.
That's what I thought for your last name. That's what's up, bro. One of my Haitian brothers. So I'm not Haitian, but I have a. You mentioned Miami and your last name. And I was thinking, yeah, maybe just use Haitian because I have a business partner who's Haitian. His name is Jerry Chatavoy. So he's one of my business partners. So, and I have another one. His name is JR. Yeah. So JR. So I have a lot of good friends that are from Haitian descent as well. That's cool. So shout out to all the Caribbeans out there. But, yeah, guys, so that pretty much wraps up the podcast. We greatly appreciate you listening, and make sure you reach out to Dominique. He has a wealth of information. He's a great guy to be around. He's he's passionate about helping you achieve a better financial situation, all right? So he gave his contact information out. Make sure you reach out to him, okay? So as always, guys, this is to your success, between the earn passively and live passionately.